Today we're going to begin our Advent sermon series entitled Emmanuel, or as we say in Welford, Emmanuel. Seems pretty fitting, doesn't it? I wish I could say it was creative and awe-inspiring, but just kept reading about Emmanuel, and I said, well, hey, that's the name on our sign. And that's how we came up with this sermon series. But today, we're going to look at the word hope, and the hope that comes this Advent season. So we're going to be in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. You can find that on page 783 in your pew Bibles, or if you're in your own Bible, Matthew chapter 1, starting with verse 18. I invite you, if you can and are able, to stand in honor and reverence of the reading of our gospel lesson this morning. One of our popular Advent readings in Christmas scriptures. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and that they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marriage relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. And let's pray. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Hope. It's a funny word, isn't it? There's a lot of hoping going on this time of the year. I hope the stores aren't too crowded. I hope the Christmas dinner with the people I don't really like doesn't last too long. I hope I find that perfect toy before they sell out, even if I have to wait before the store opens to try to get it. I hope the preacher doesn't preach too long. I hope people actually listen to the sermon. We hope for a lot of things, don't we? We hope, we wish. Hope is defined as a feeling of expectation and a desire for certain things to happen. Hope in the Old Testament, though, is translated from the Hebrew word trust. It's a different connotation than to wish for something. It's to trust in the assurance of something. That's the biblical definition of hope. So today we find ourselves reading this familiar passage where the first readers of the Gospels, as they're hoping that the coming of the Messiah will happen soon. That their time in exile and their time without their kingdom will be restored. They aren't hoping as we hope. They are hoping with a longing and a trust because they knew it would happen. The writer of Hebrews in chapter 11 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hope. So many people live their lives today with little or no hope. We wish for things and we hope they work out for the best. But we have little to no assurance that things are going to be okay at times in our lives? Were you able to see the hope in the gospel lesson today? The Messiah was coming to fulfill God's promises, and the people hoped that it was coming soon. The hope that God will provide exactly what you need when you need it. Now, I know Mary gets her attention during this time of the year, and she deserves it. But I want to talk about Joseph for a second. Well, he hoped that God was going to give him an answer to his prayers. And he hoped that the dream that the angel told him was true. But he trusted so much in the Word of God, and he was so familiar with what we would call the Old Testament, that he trusted in it. I think oftentimes we overlook the amount of faith Joseph had to have. Mary shows up and says, I'm pregnant. Well, yeah, well, whose is it? Oh, it's the Holy Spirit's. I may be the only guy here that wouldn't have believed that. But I'm looking for this fellow named Holy Spirit. That's just me. Preacher joke. We'll move on. Do you see how the Old Testament prophet of Isaiah, the words that are quoted in this passage today, brings people hope? The original hearers of this gospel message. How about the baby's name? Emmanuel. Does that not bring hope? Trust and assurance that the Savior of the world's name would mean God is with us. But most of all from this story, what is really set on my heart this week is that the hope that God will remain faithful to His promises. He promised a child would come, that a virgin would give birth, and that His name would be Emmanuel. And from that point forward, God would always be with His people. And Jesus doesn't let us down, does He? He grows up and He becomes a man and He goes through His ministry, and it's cut short because of the evil religious people of His time. But before He leaves, He promises His disciples and all of us that I will not leave you orphaned. I will send you the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, and I will be with you to the end of the age. There is hope that in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our brokenheartedness, that Christ is still with us. Advent is all about hope. Christmas is all about hope. But hope is not something we can just make happen. We can't just say, I'm going to try harder and do better and be positive and hope for the best. Hope comes from knowing and trusting God's promises. Promises to never leave us or forsake us. Promises like, blessed are the poor in spirit. Promises like, Jesus is coming back. And in Hebrews, the author writes of this hope in chapter 6, saying, so God has given both His promise and His oath. Therefore, who have fled to Him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. Could anybody's soul use an anchor this morning? I know over the last couple of weeks, my soul has needed an anchor. And oh, the joy that comes from knowing that my hope can be placed in the promises of God. Advent is so full of hope. A longing, a trust, of assurance of things to come. Our hope came in the form of a little infant child nurtured in his mother's womb, just like all of us. Born in a manger. A feeding trough for animals. Our hope is that God so loved the world that He sent His only Son to be born the humblest of births, to teach and to live as an example to us of what is possible, to forgive, ultimately to die, to conquer death, and to ascend and live with the Father, promising to be with us always through the Holy Spirit. I love Advent. I love Christmas, but I love Advent. I think sometimes we skip over Advent because we're not really sure what that means, and let's just hurry up and get to the parties and the celebrations and Santa Claus. And I love Santa Claus. Let's not get me wrong. I love when I get up and I find what's under the tree that morning. I even love the goofy little elf that flies around our house and moves from place to place and keeps an eye on the kids and makes sure they behave. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like that. Y'all do it too, some of you. The rest of you that don't know what I'm talking about, ask somebody that looks like they have little children. They'll tell you. But I love Advent. Because it's during Advent that I'm reminded of the hope and the peace and the love and the joy that comes from a little baby in a manger. Y'all know I love quoting songs, and I have to quote them because I can't sing. And you're welcome that I quote them. But there's a hymn that some of you know, and it's titled, My Hope Is Built. Some of you are nodding, you know the hymn. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. One of my new favorite songs, and it's by Crowder. It's a guy who used to have a band, and then he got so big and cool, he just changed it to his last name, Crowder. People can do that when they're famous and rich. But the title of the song is All My Hope. And the chorus says this, All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven, and I've been washed by the blood. Is that not the beauty of Advent? The beauty of Christmas, the beauty of our faith? See, we all associate that with Easter, but there is no Easter without Christmas. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, could not be the King of all of us if he wasn't born lower than all of us. Charles Wesley puts it this way in his famous hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. This Advent is probably safe to say that some of you need to find your rest in the Christ child, longing for the second coming of Jesus. Our hope, all our hope, comes from the child in the manger. Our hope comes from the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Our hope comes from Emmanuel. Our hope, all our hope, is in Jesus. The one who, after being born in a manger, allowed his body to be broken and his blood to be shed so that we could be released from our fears and our sins. My hope and my prayer for you, for me, for all of us this Advent is that we will not forget with the lines and the traffic and the parties and the gifts and the glitter and the beautiful decorations, that we won't forget that our hope is in none of that. Because I promise you, if you put your hope in anything other than Jesus, you will be let down. Your kids, you place your hope in your kids, they will let you down. You put your hope in your spouse, they will let you down. You put your hope in your job, they will let you down. You put your hope in your bank account, it will eventually run out, or you'll leave it to somebody else. Our eternal hope, our trust of things we are assured of, comes only from a little boy born in a manger, whose mother and father named him Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.